We are delighted that one of our friends from over Live Oak Way has brought here today. Her name is Aline Joyce Ford, and for many years she brought her school children to do delightful play party games for us. But now she's retired, and she works hard in the African Missionary Baptist Church of Live Oak and the choir of the church with their leader, and I'll ask him to take charge and tell his name, are here to sing real gospel music for us. Let's clap them onto the stage.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to present the vocal ensemble from the African Missionary Baptist Church of Live Oak to perform four gospel selections. First, I can't nobody do it like Jesus. I don't know why. Turn it over to Jesus and talking about a good time.
Jesus, he over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll make everything all right. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. He'll make everything all right.
Give them another hand. And let's welcome two longtime performers to this stage, Jay and Peggy Smith from Jacksonville.
rabbit, your ears are mighty long.
Oh, yes, ma'am, they were put on wrong.
Every little soul is gonna shine, shine. Every little soul is gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, you're looking mighty thin.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'll be cutting through the wind.
Every little soul is gonna shine, shine. Every little soul is gonna shine along. Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Rabbit, your tail is mighty white.
Oh, yes, ma'am, I'll be getting out of sight.
Every little soul is gonna shine, shine. Every little soul is gonna shine along.
That was an animal song. I hope it's all right to sing animal songs at a folk festival. When we prepared a little program of animal songs, I forgot for a moment that there's a sign up there that says, no animals allowed. But we'll sing a couple of animal songs anyway. You can tell your animals about them when you get home.
He married the baboon sister, gave her a ring, and then he kissed her. Kissed so hard he raised a blister, she let out a yell. The bridesmaid stuck on some court plaster, stuck so fast it couldn't stick faster. Surely was a sad disaster, but it soon got well. What do you think? The bride was dressed in white gauze veil and green glass breastpin. Tennis shoes, quite interesting. She was quite the belle. The bridegroom blazed in a blue shirt collar, white silk stock that cost a dollar. Large false whiskers, the fashion to follow. He cut a monstrous swell. What do you think they had for supper? Peanuts raw and boiled and roasted. Chestnuts fried and onions toasted. Peanuts, quite a few. What do you think they had for a fiddle? An old banjo with a hole in the middle, tambourine and a worn-out griddle, hurdy-gurdy too. What do you think were the tunes they danced to? What were the figures they advanced to? Up and down as they chanced to, tails they were too long. Old ducks in the kitchen, old Aunt Sally, plain cotillion, who keeps tally? Up and down, charge and rally, and it is my song.
A folk song is supposed to be a song that comes down through tradition and nobody knows who wrote it. I don't know what an animal song is supposed to be. This one is not a folk song because we know who wrote it. It was written by Shel Silverstein, who wrote such other famous animal songs as I'm Being Swallowed by a Boa Constrictor, and people songs like A Boy Named Sue.
Long time ago, when the world was green, there were more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. Running around free while the world was being born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. There were green alligators and long-necked geese, humpback camels and chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants as sure as you're born. The loveliest of all was the unicorn. Well, the Lord seen sinning, and it caused him pain. He said, stand back, I'm gonna send down rain. Hey, Brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Go out and build me a floating zoo. And get two alligators, two long-necked geese, two humpback camels and two chimpanzees. Two cats, two rats, two elephants, as sure as you're born. Don't forget my lovely unicorns. So Noah was there and he heard the call. He finished the ark as the rain began to fall. He marched in the animals two by two, and he sang out as they walked through. I got two alligators, two long-necked geese, two humpback camels and two chimpanzees, two cats, two rats, two elephants, as sure as you're born. I didn't see any unicorns. So Noah looked out in the driving rain. There were the unicorns a-running and playing, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, those foolish unicorns. So the ark started moving and drifting with the tide. The unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. The water came up and sort of floated them away. That's why you never see a unicorn to this day. You see green alligators and long-necked geese, humpback camels and chimpanzees, cats and rats and elephants as sure as you're born. You're never gonna see another unicorn. Thank you.
And let's welcome back Betsy Wiggins Bauhausen.
It says in the program that I teach elementary children, and I don't think they're any different from grown-up people. They're little people, and some of us are big people. I get told a lot I'm not a big people, I'm a small people, one of those. But anyway, some of the songs that I'm going to do this afternoon for a few minutes are some that we do at school with the kids, and they really like it. I think that everybody just universally likes the songs. The first one is King Caratacus, and it's a tongue twister, but I bet you can say it if you really try. I hope the heat hasn't gotten to you. I'll sing it first, and then you sing it after me. Oh, the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Your turn. Oh, the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Oh, the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Oh, the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Now we're going to add a little bit to the front of the sentence. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the faces. Can you say it? The boys have put the powder on the faces. So you add it to the beginning like this. I'll do it first. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Now you try. Oh, the boys have put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Oh, the boys had put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Oh, the boys had put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Now, I don't want you to get bored this afternoon, but this is the last part. Oh, the witches put the stitches in the britches. Can you say it? The witches put the stitches in the britches. Good. Oh, the witches put the stitches in the britches of the boys that put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Your turn. The witches put the stitches in the britches of the boys that put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. The witches put the stitches in the britches of the boys that put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. Oh, the witches put the stitches in the britches of the boys that put the powder on the faces of the ladies of the harem of the court of King Caratacus were just passing by. You know, we've been to a lot of folk festivals, and one thing you do is you take that home now and work on it a little bit, and you'll find yourself singing it around the house. One of the old, old love songs is called The Water is Wide. The water is wide, I cannot get o'er, and neither have I wings to fly. Give me thinking it was a mighty tree. But first it bended, and then it broke, just like your love proves to me. Just like a jewel when first is new, but love grows old and waxes cold, and like the dew, it fades away. Okay, I've just got two songs left, and had sort of like laryngitis for the last 2 weeks, so it's really good to be able to sing. It's really good. An old song, Southern song, and it's one that I really enjoy doing, and if you feel like clapping, go ahead and clap. It's called the Crawdad Song. Have you ever had crawdads for supper? Not anytime soon either, huh? You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, honey. I'm going down to the crawdad boat, babe. I'm going down to the crawdad boat. Catch all the crawdads I can tote, honey, baby mine. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine, honey. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine, babe. Crawdads, crawdads, feeling fine. 2 for nickel and 3 for dime, honey, baby mine. What you gonna do when the pond runs dry, honey? What you gonna do when the pond runs dry, babe? What you gonna do when the pond runs dry? Just sit on the bank, catch an old horse fly, honey, baby mine. You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole. We'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Honey, baby, honey, baby.
She's the real thing, and I think the Irish dancers are the real thing too. Susan Scott, Ruth Saff, and Michael O'Reilly composed this dance group. Let's welcome them to the stage. They are from Tampa, and they call themselves Last Night's Fun.
Thank you. This will be an Irish Raylan.
Ireland is full of folk songs and ballads, and this is a song that many Irishmen sing as they leave their country to come to the golden shores of America. It's called The Shores of America. I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the home I love so well. The mountains so grand in my own native land, I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away. O'er the raging foam for to seek a home on the shores of America. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, oh, it's not for the love of him. That fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, or the weary and stormy seas, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of America. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind. To think of the friends in my own native land and the home I'm leaving behind. And if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of America. No fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of America. Thank you.
Now this is a soft shoe reel by Ruth Sam. And now Suzanne Scott is going to give us the same reel, but this time it's from the hard shoe. Thank you. The ballads of Ireland are full of meaning and always have a message to give. And I'm going to sing you an old Irish folk song. It's called Paddy McGinty and His Goat. Patrick McGinty was an Irishman that lived in Ireland many years ago in the west of Ireland in County Clare. A relative of his passed away, an uncle, and left him a sum of money in the will. So when Paddy got this money in the will, he didn't know what to do with it. It was a large sum of, or a small sum of money in comparison to what wills are today. But the big thing at that time was for each farmer to have a goat. So he decided he would go to the fair and buy himself a goat. So this is the story of Paddy McGinty and his goat. Now Patrick McGinty, an Irishman of note, fell in for a fortune and bought himself a goat. Says he, sure, of goat's milk I'm going to have me fill. But when he brought the nanny home, he found it was a bill. All the ladies who live in Killaloe, they each wore a bolster like the mother used to do. They each wore a bolster beneath their petticoat, and left the rest to Providence and Paddy McGinty's goat. Mrs. Burke to her daughter said, listen, Mary Jane, who was the man you were cuddling in the lane? He had long, weary whiskers a-hanging from his chin, and it was only Paddy McGinty's goat, she answered with a grin. She left from the village in disgrace. She came back with powder and paint upon her face. She had rings on her fingers, she wore a sable coat. You bet your life she didn't get those from Paddy McGinty's goat. Now old Paddy's goat had the wondrous appetite, and one day for breakfast he had some dynamite. He sat by the fireside, he didn't give a damn. He swallowed a spark and exploded with a bang. So when you go to heaven, you can bet a dollar note that the angel with the whiskers is Paddy McGinty's goat. Thank you. Alrighty, now we're going to have a jig. The girls are going to dance an Irish jig.
Thank you.
we cannot finish any program in Ireland without singing a good rebel song, because Ireland is full of rebel songs. We have that too, but we are always have them directed to our neighbors across the Irish Sea, Great Britain. And this is song is about one of our great men in the 1916 rising, James Connolly, who died and was shot by the British, died for the cause of freedom. So this is a song about James Connolly. A great crowd had gathered outside of Kilmainham, their heads all uncovered, they knelt to the ground. For inside that prison lay a brave Irish soldier, his life for his country about to lay down. He went through his in like a true son of Ireland, the firing party he bravely did face. When the order rang out, present arms and fire, James Connolly fell into a ready-made grave. The black flag was hoisted, the cruel deed was over, gone was the man who loved Ireland so well. There were many a sad heart in Dublin that morning, for they murdered James Connolly, the Irish rebel. A curse on you, England, you cruel-hearted monster, your deeds, they would shame all the devils in hell. There are no flowers blooming, but the shamrock is growing on the grave of James Connolly, the Irish rebel.
Thank you.
We are going to conclude our program here with the girls dancing a hornpipe.
Wasn't that delicious? Let's give them another hand.